All right. The Rabbi Ari Leibowitz is a rabbi on the South Shore. He teaches at Yeshiva Minitzkaf Al-Hanan. He's been coming out with volumes on Kon Olamo. He came out with one volume about 2 years ago on Hilchot Shabbat. So I thought I would take up. He has one chapter on Shalom Aleichem and Eshet Chayil. So I thought I would talk about that. We'll see how it goes, and we'll see where we go from there. So the first yisod is that that there's a widespread minhag that we're all familiar with to recite Shalom Aleichem on Friday nights in our homes. It's based on the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, which we'll go through. The Gemara sounds simple, but it's not so simple. The Gemara says Tanya is on Shabbos Kuf Yotet. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Meir Shnei Malachei Sharim Malav and Lili Adam Be'erev Shabbat Mibiyat Knesset Beito. That on Friday night there are two malachim that escort a person from the shul to his home. Echad tov, echad ra. One is a good angel, one's a bad angel. So one issue is going to be, what's the bad angel? You have bad angels. That's going to be one issue. And then it says Shabbat Beito, and then when he comes to his home, near daluk v'shulchan aruch umitato mutzad, he comes home, and it sounds like the person, the human, sees everything is set up right. He sees that the candle is lit, and the table is set, and the beds are spread properly. Malach Tov Amir Yehira Sosh Teila Shabbat Acherik Kach. So the Malach Tov says it should be this way next week. Malach Ro Amen Baal Korach. The Malach Ro says Amen against his will. Bimlav Malach Ro Amir Yehira Sosh Teila Shabbat Acherik Kach. Otherwise, if things are a big mess, it doesn't look Shabbistic. So the Malach Ra says it should be this way next week. Malach Tov, Amen, Amen, Amal Korcho. The other Malach says Amen. Now, this period, it seems like it goes back to around 1600, 1700. You know, it's going to come out the same way with Eshet Chayil. It's hard for us maybe to really conceptualize, but if we would go back 500 years, you know, the Shabbos davening would be very different. You know, you come to a shul, there'd be no Kabbalat Shabbat with Lechad Dodin, and then no Shalom Aleichem in the house, no Eshes Chayil. It's just a Ha'ara, you know. A lot of things that we take as given aren't always such givens. But he does mention, Leibowitz does mention, that some want to say there's an earlier source. There's a Sefer Minhag Tov, which was written around in the 12th century, and he writes like this: Minhag Tov Lele Shabbat Shabim Bibet Knesset. It's a minhag tov, a good minhag when you come from shul, lelech miyad eislan neirot hadlukim lekvot Shabbat, to go immediately to the candles, v'shinibarak aleihem, the blessing was said over, v'lamon eget shtehen, to stand opposite both candles, v'lamar, malachei rachamim, v'shalom bo'achem l'shalom, bo'achem l'shalom aleichem shalom l'chulachem shalom. In other words, to greet the malachim. But lechora, it seems like, though, that this piyut comes in really around 1600. Now, in terms of malachim, so there's one way to learn that they're actually malachim like we think of malachim, but then there's another way to learn that they're not malachim the way we think of malachim. So the way the Maharsha learns on the sugya, the Maharsha says, let me get it, he says, that every mitzvah in the Torah has malachim that are assigned to that mitzvah. He says, one malach is there, if the person performs the mitzvah, the malach is there to step in and defend him. He says, and there's another malach, he says, that'll be a prosecuting angel if he transgresses this mitzvah. So that's the way the Maharsha takes it, that's what the Gemara means when it says two malachim. But listen to this. This is from Rav Leibowitz. He quotes from the Akedas Yitzchak. The Akedas Yitzchak is in the 15th century in Spain. Listen to his take on it. So the Akedas Yitzchak says, the Akedas Yitzchak says there are no evil angels. In other words, the Gemara refers to it as a malach ra. That's the difficult thing. So the Maharsha took it, the malach ra means a prosecuting angel. But malach ra sounds like an evil angel, like a bad angel. There are no malachim rayim. Aval heima shtei kochot and so ledam tamid. Now, Kedas Yitzchak says the two malachim are the two, like the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, that's in every person, the two drives that everyone has. Echad tov, echad akoach hasichli, shemitzat surato. One is like the more elevated one that's going in the right derech, that's like man is created, but tzelem elokim, that's one drive. V'echad rav, hu akoach hatavaniya shemitzat chomro. And the other is a negative drive that, you know, takes it from all of man's desires and lusts. And he quotes in the Rambam on this, and he says the Yesu Tov V'Yitzhara, Uchsha Adam Yechavim Avodat Yotzro V'Yizkorim Yom HaShabbat Sheshkula Keneged Kol Mitzvah L'Kachu L'Chabdo. So Akedas Yitzhak says when a person focuses on serving God and he remembers the Shabbos that it's equal to all the mitzvot in the Torah and he honors it, he's already begun to tame the Yitzhara and to, you know, to redirect the drive in the right derech. In other words, that's the goal. You want to take the Yitzhara and redirect its drive in a positive fashion. And when he does that, now he has greater koach to do mitzvot each day. He says, the Yetzahara, he's like vanquished. In other words, if a person, you know, he trains his Yetzahara, this is the way we're doing this, so the Yetzahara is vanquished. He wants to say, when it says that he says amen, he helps him, it means that the Yetzahara will now like be part of the positive drive. Amnam kasher yahayin behepech gam ki malach tovo na'amein shekol chad yamein l'mamar chaveiro. So it's an interesting idea. So I tell the strength of the Akedas Yitzchak as follows. First, it's difficult to understand the term malach ra. What does a malach ra? What is a bad angel? What's a malach ra? So the Marasha said it meant a prosecuting angel. It's not exactly a malach ra. The other part that's difficult is, remember in the Gemara says the person comes home from shul on Shabbos, it doesn't say the malachim see the situation, it says that he, the person, sees that the house is set up. If they were actually malachim, you would accept that the malachim see that everything is good or bad, and then they chime in. So that's the strength of the Akedas Yitzchak. All right, now let me just do two more minutes, and then or maybe that'll be it for today. Anyway, so there's some ideas. We'll talk more about Shalom Aleichem, and hopefully in the coming days and weeks. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan ben Chaim Sofer, so it's Hakol Sof, Yitzchak from Home, so it's Tov Yadir.